JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the Caribbean Maritime Institute hosts its inaugural academic conference. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and a child safety tip. Welcome. Stay with us. The Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI, is hosting its inaugural academic conference, September 23 to 24. The event is being held at the Jamaica Conference Center under the theme Last Mile Logistics, the Promises and the Possibilities for the Caribbean. The conference coincides with Maritime Awareness Week, which runs from September 20 to 26. Executive Director of the CMI, Dr. Fritz Pinnock, explains that the meeting is being staged through cooperation with international partners.
This conference is in collaboration with the Shanghai Maritime University in China, the Cephasil Foundation out of France, which is a specialized logistics foundation, and we have the World Maritime University out of Malmo, Sweden, which is an international conference.
The University of the West Indies is also participating in the conference through presentations, including papers from Professor Ian Boxill. Also named among the list of local and international presenters is head of the Jamaica Public Service Company Limited, Kelly Tomlin. Dr. Pinnock says hundreds of students are traveling from the 14 parishes to attend the conference. A book will be published at the end of the conference capturing the highlights. For more information, visit cmi.edu.jm/conference.
John, what are we going to do with this half bottle of insecticide? Throw it down the sink?
Buy only as much as you need. Getting rid of unwanted pesticides in Jamaica is a very difficult problem. There are no commercial disposal sites for the dumping of pesticides. And throwing them in the garbage will simply harm the environment and may harm some unsuspecting person at the dump. Return the pesticide to the authorized distributor.
If you have large quantities of unwanted pesticides, either contact the distributor or call the Pesticides Control Authority, 2 King Street, Kingston, telephone 922-2829.
To ensure the provision of adequate and safe water supply and sanitation services, Vision 2030 Jamaica will strengthen the nation's infrastructure for storage, treatment, distribution and disposal of water. This will be achieved through a range of strategies, including strengthening the nation's ability to make decisions among competing demands for the allocation of limited water resources, increasing financing for infrastructural development, and the creation of a structure to allow for efficient and effective water resources management. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more about the water sector plan. Now, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
The chocolate was extracted from the cocoa seed. The cocoa seed was put in the sun to dry, and then would be parched on the fire, and then it was beaten in a mortar, what we call a mortar, until it becomes like to a paste. And then my mother used to roll it in her hands in, you know, round shapes or something kind of some long shapes. And then, you know, when grated, it made fine tea or, you know, drink. It's very hot with cow's milk.
And here's another child safety tip.
I believe the children are our future.
Teach your child to refuse things from strangers, including money, gifts, or rides, and make sure you know where new items come from. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we close today's program. Thanks for your company. Remember to join us again as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.